Students pack around long plastic tables, talking and sharing turkey, pumpkin pie, and each other's company. It's called Queersgiving. In recent years, the term queer has been adopted by the LGBTQ movement. According to PFLAG, the nation's largest LGBTQ ally organization, the word is used to describe anyone who feels somehow outside the societal norms in regards to gender or sexuality. A dinner like this gives OU students who identify as queer a chance to meet and bond with each other. Haley Hinsberger is a linguistics and computer science major. She's from the suburbs of Chicago and was wary about coming to OU.
So yeah, I was worried, but like also the scholarship was probably worth it. So I was just like, well, this is fine. I will deal with it when I have to. I wasn't out at the time, but I was kind of like, well, you know, Oklahoma's not the greatest place probably to be gay. But it's fine because, like, nobody knows, and I don't have to tell anyone.
OU Chemical Engineering senior Darius Dixon feels differently. He saw OU as a place he could feel more comfortable than he had in his hometown of Lawton.
It's a large, small town. People tend to know everybody. People's business gets around fairly easily. Coming here, I was allowed the chance to sort of be my gay self without having to worry about some of the social stigma that I know I would face in Lawton.
Both Hinsberger and Dixon believe becoming part of a community brought a sense of belonging. For Dixon, one night in particular signaled that he had found a home.
It was the first LGBTQ candlelight vigil I went to. There was just a sense of community there. It's powerful and reassuring to know that you have a community around you and people who can support you and accept you.
Hinsberger says one connection here changed her life, meeting her girlfriend.
First semester, I was like, what am I doing? And then I met her and it got much easier because I had this like super good friend. In fact, we were such good friends that we would like hug and hold hands all the time. And she was like, when I came out, pretty cool about it. So I was like, I can do this. It's fine.
Hinsberger is one of the heads of Queer Inclusion on Campus, or QUIC. It's an organization that has pushed for things like a gender-neutral housing option and a queer outreach center. Darius Dixon says every queer experience is different due to the concept of intersectionality.
Intersectionality is sort of like the convergence of multiple identities, like where race and gender come together, for example. I would say I'm a chemical engineer, a black student, I'm gay, and I'm a bit of a nerd.
Dixon is constantly navigating between the black community and the queer community, trying to find exactly where he belongs.
From the black side, sometimes you deal with some homophobia, while on the queer side, you sort of deal with the race dynamics within the community. And sometimes it can be confusing, difficult, and for some black queer people, they just don't really feel as though they fit in either community.
The University of Oklahoma has brought out a new side of Haley Hinsberger. Now, the senior has emerged an activist, something she never would have imagined back in Chicago.
I don't like confrontation, and like I'm really shy, and I prefer to like, if I have to speak out about anything, I want to be typing it, not saying it out loud. But coming here meant it was important to fight for things, and I couldn't just like hunker down and wait for other people to do it.
The college experience has changed how both of these students feel about themselves. It's also changed how they feel about living in Oklahoma.
I had always had the plan in my mind that as soon as I get my degree, I would go pretty much anywhere but here. But as things have gotten better for queer people in America, I figured, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing to live in Oklahoma around Norman, OKC.
I could stay here for as many years as I have to. Like, I can do the work that these people are doing, and it's going to be okay.
Here around the table, students pass the turkey and the sides, knowing they are welcomed and embraced by this community. For Assignment Radio, I'm Sarah Hurd.